the chair here, and that was the events coordinator. A lot's taking place, a lot is happening, and in a few weeks' time I'll explain what things are going on. Last week, Chris was looking at another aspect to do with mission, and it was his talk was entitled ABC, our attitude, approach to people, behaviour and conduct. This morning, I'm looking at choices, and as you may gather already, I've entitled my talk, Choose Life. Now, I don't know about you, our life is overwhelmed with choices. At the moment, we're trying to about redo our small sitting room, which we have. And I've got some physical plan to do with the rooms, and you take the flooring out, insulate it, walls and things. That was the easy part. Type of flooring, type of fireplace, surround. Whether to keep an open fire, electric fire, or gas fire. The gas fire I looked at had 144 different choices of fittings. And yesterday we had a few hours looking at potential suite for Joy to use and sit on. But it's also other things as well. For some of you guys, it's which football team you support or don't support. You know, when you go to a restaurant, what to choose to eat, what to buy in the supermarket. Some of you ladies particularly, is what clothes to wear, perhaps going out for this morning or whatever else, what clothes to buy. You know, what job to have, who to marry, where to live, what friends to keep. It just goes on, doesn't it? And the truth is, we're all very different. There's a lady who called Myers-Briggs, who devised a scheme to try and put us into 16 different personality types. Well, I've looked at that, I don't really quite fit into any of the categories at all. You know, I'm a bit of this and a bit of that, so it's probably 144 different categories. And it's therefore not surprising that we have different approaches, different things we like. You know, we like different styles of worship, different theology, different, you know, all sorts of manners of things. And how we study and how we pray. But unfortunately, the church hasn't got a very good reputation at dealing with people with differences. And this often can be a big stumbling block. And in our reading to Corinthians, there's obviously issues going on at the church there. And what does Paul write? He says, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as babes in Christ. For one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. But I've actually missed the point somewhat. As Paul says, what after all is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. Because one can lay any foundation than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So whatever a tradition or approach we have, we are nothing unless we have chosen Jesus as the foundation of our life. And the first reading was from the book of Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy is basically one very long sermon, or perhaps a series of instructions, given by Moses at the very end of his life, just before the Israelites moved into the promised land. And in the famous verse in chapter 5, verse 5, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And in this reading, the Israelites are given some choices. I set before you life and prosperity, death and destruction. I command you to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. In verses 17 to 18, he warns them what will happen. If they don't do it, they will be dispossessed of the land. And he goes on, now choose life. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life. Now, a key way to knowing and hearing God's word is by reading the Bible. Because we know that it's all scripture is God-breathed. And Psalm 119 is well known for explaining the blessings that come from doing this. In our reading today, we have, blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of God. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong, they walk in his ways. You have laid down your precepts, that actually means sort of guidance for life, how you live your life, that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. It's a very long psalm. It's 176 verses, with 22 sections of 8 verses. And the psalmist goes on as well, in verse 9. How can a man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Verses 36, 37. Turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes from worthless things. Verse 72. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Verse 81. I put my hope in your word. Verse 90. Your faithfulness continues for all generations. Verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. When people are talking about Christian life, unfortunately, a lot of people think that Christians don't have a life. They say they haven't got a life. It's all about what you can't do. It's all about negativity. And when we start talking to people about eternal life, the reality is it doesn't help much us, because they either think we all become dust, or that everyone gets to heaven, or that we come back in another form. No, but what we do have is that we have a blessed life now. And Christians haven't been very good at spelling that out. It's our life now that we've got. It's not what we've got. This is a pretext, but we have life now. And this is what the salt that Chris referred to last week is called. It's a salt that makes you thirst for more. Now, as every parent knows, if you bring a child up and there are no barriers or no limits, that's the worst thing you can do for a child. Children need barriers. They need limitations. Otherwise, they get into frightful trouble. And they hurt themselves, they hurt others, and that can bring immense problems, immense guilt, it just lasts the whole life, doesn't it? And parents set these boundaries, are set out of love. And same with God. His boundaries have been set out of love for us. Now, for this to work effectively, we need help and guidance from the Holy Spirit. But it's our choice whether we allow the Holy Spirit in. Now, the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So what freedoms have we got? Well, one of them is from self-deceit. It's very easy to think more of ourselves than we actually are. But without the Spirit in, hopefully it leads us more towards humility. Freedom from impatience, holding on to hurts, rather than having grace and forgiveness. Now, a while back, a few years ago, I was suddenly more of the Holy Spirit in my life. One of the uncomfortable bits was, I suddenly realised how much I was doing wrong. How much I was actually hurting people. It was very painful. But it meant that I had to change. And I had to seek God's help on it. Because I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to offend anybody. And some of you know, emails are a wonderful tool, but they're very dangerous, aren't they? It has also freedom from being owned by possessions and materialism into having ability to give freely to God's work and to the needs of others. is by having contentment and joy, not just when things are going well, but in all circumstances. What's that inner joy? It's having a get out of jail card when our fears, from our fears, by sensing God's presence, and by knowing that in all things God works for good of those who love Him. In some of those difficult times, it's having peace in your life, and you shouldn't have it. And maybe peace, the time that's when your parents have died. But there's a great sense of peace in the most difficult situations. It's by having security in being part of a loving family that really truly cares for our well-being and needs. You know, I mean, I was talking to a lady at the marriage service celebration thing last Saturday, and she came with her children to the thing because they were blessing their carol service. And one of the things she noticed at Christmas time was probably was Phyllis was coughing away, and somebody went and got Phyllis a glass of water. Now that spoke hugely to her, the sense of love. Now I'm intently still grateful for you guys who 4 years ago, when I did the iron and the clothes peg and couldn't do anything for ages, brought us food and looked after us. I was immensely grateful for that. Because the trouble is our blood families are often dispersed, you know, whether it be in America and, you know, wherever else, what sign Switzerland at the moment. They're a long way away, aren't they? And, you know, it's having that family around you, that different family. You know, maybe you haven't got a family and you just need that extra support, help and encouragement. Isn't that wonderful security that you never could really have otherwise? It's from freedom from peer pressure because you've got a different set of values. You've got a valid purpose in life and you have hope. You know, but the Bible does warn us that we can easily lose or quench the Holy Spirit and extinguish this freedom by knowingly doing what is contrary to God's will, by knowingly doing wrong. And the letters to the Ephesians tell us how we can grieve the Holy Spirit by living as the world does, by dishonesty, anger, bitterness, failure to give. The consequences can be finding the Bible dry and boring, not displaying some of the fruits of the Spirit, such as kindness, love, and self-control, an inability to tell right from wrong. Now, we're all going to have challenges, I'm afraid, and some that are very deep may need professional Christian counseling. But we have a prayer ministry here, and the prayer ministry is just really trying to invite the Holy Spirit to minister to people, to bring them life and the fullness of life that God wants them to see. And this morning when I was praying through there, I had a picture my mind came up, which I think applies to us today. And it's the sun coming in. And what's the sun do? It brings strength and life to plants. A plant will not grow properly if it doesn't have the right water, it doesn't have the right sunlight. We need that sunlight into our lives so that we can all be fulfilled and to achieve what we want to do. But if you feel way down to sleep, or any other time, do come forward for some prayer ministry because God wants you to receive. We have a series of choices. You know, it doesn't really matter what colour sweep we buy orders a day, or not the case may be. But there are big choices in life, and they need to start with by accepting that Jesus is the Lord of our life, by acknowledging that we get things wrong and need forgiveness, by studying God's word and by prayer. And folks, we have so much to be thankful for. And that is the good news, isn't it? That is the good news that we have. We need to share it, we need to demonstrate it in our lives. And that way, we deal with how also we deal with others and how we cope.